This is Torch columnist Sean Radican, joined by my co-host Derek Bergen for a very short and exclusive edition of the Radican Audio Showcase for Saturday, November the 8th, 2008. And we are live all the way. Derek, how are you?
I'm doing great, Sean. In fact, right before we started taping this, I'm starting to watch my DVR at Impact, and I just finished the opening promo by Scott Steiner, and it's one half the greatest promo I've ever seen in wrestling, and one half I can't understand why a company almost. I mean, have you watched it, Sean? He basically buries TNA, and maybe I'm reading it wrong, and I haven't read or listened to Wade's reaction to it or Dave Meltzer's or Brian Alvarez's, but I got the impression that the Main Event Mafia is basically saying TNA was a shit promotion for 5 years, which was very surprising. And I know they're heels, and I guess you can read into it that, you know, heels are always wrong, but it's just they also have some truth behind their arguments.
Was this the start of the baby face churn?
I don't know. It was. Well, you got to see it. Maybe I'm wrong. I was like, it's funny. Steiner's one of the most charismatic people we have. I'd love to see a DVD on him. We've talked in the past of, I guess, the teenage coming out with the Kurt Angle DVD, but I think they should do Team 3D one. Scott Steiner, do the DVDs that WWE has not sunk their teeth into yet, you know, to get that first opportunity. And he certainly has had promos throughout his career, and unfortunately they don't have access to the WCW ones. But just a character profile of him is amazing because he just has that it factor that so little guys do in any wrestling promotion.
Did you read the results of the ROH show last night?
I did.
Are you excited about the 20 count on the floor?
Why don't you bring up... We have a whole lot of audio dedicated to wrestling news. This is a TNA-specific podcast.
I just want to hear the groundbreaking decisions that Adam Pearce is making.
Well, it's good that means... I mean, I don't know how they're going to enforce it, considering half the Briscoe matches seem to take place at the ring. It'll be interesting to see how they basically eliminate some of their matches that tend to spend an inordinate amount of time brawling through the crowd. But it'll stop the we can't see shit chance, and we'll see if they go through with it.
How does Necro Butcher feel about this? Is my only question.
Yeah. We'll need a new shoot interview with him on the regime change. Tomorrow, I think the Montreal show tonight or Toronto, wherever they're at tonight, he's probably going to ban the top rope moves.
Over the top ropes of DQ. Is that the other one?
You can get heat when the refs don't see it.
He back dropped him over the top rope. So, anyways, we are here to review two new recent TNA home video DVD releases. The first one is called Knocked Up, and oh, no, it's not.
Yeah.
Knocked Out.
Seth Rogen and Amy Banks.
Knocked Out is featuring the knockouts of TNA.
Before we get into these two DVDs, there's things we like about TNA, there's things we love about TNA, there's things that make us want to blow our brains out with TNA. What do you think of TNA's home video releases as a rule? Do you think it's a strong part of their company? Do you think it needs to work? Or how have you been fulfilled by them over the years?
I think they're overall they're usually really good. That's what I would say. And
I think it's one of the strongest their companies. I can't put over the instant classic one that they did, which I think is the perfect template where they basically did a DVD WWE DVD in their style. I thought it worked out great. You and I completely disagree on the history of TNA Year One. I think it's one of the top 15 DVDs of all time. From a certain way to look at it, almost in some delusional ways, but it's certainly well produced, and it's a documentary of a skewed view of their history, you know, and their regular pay-per-view releases and their best of over the years. I just think their home video production crew is doing a hell of a job right now.
Yeah, I really like these DVDs that they're putting out, and they usually showcase the. You know, some of the best matches and the personalities without all the usual BS you have to get through to watch a TNA match or a show. And
luckily there's no creative team in having to justify their existence on these DVDs, so we're not filled with nonsense crap. We just get pretty much the good stuff, which you can see what TNA can be like watching DVDs.
So We're here to review Knocked Out, which showcases the women of TNA, and also TNA's the other one we're going to run through is TNA's Ultimate Matches, which is, features a wide variety of, in some ways, exposing that too many gimmick matches makes none of them special, but nonetheless. I think I've seen this for $15, and it's a fantastic collection of matches for a low price point on that DVD as well.
Yeah, it's got awesome for TNA. I mean, they both have very good covers. The Knockout one, it's a white base cover, which is wrestling's rarity, so it kind of stands out. I made the weird choice of going with Karen Angle on the cover, which I mean, whatever you want. I mean, even though she's out of the company now, I don't know why you don't go with Gail Kim. Why you don't go with Awesome Kong, or why you don't go with the Beautiful People. I'm really surprised you went with Karen Angle. But outside of that, I think it's a pretty sharp cover. And the Ultimate Matches one is fantastic. And they really, I don't want to say pulled a page out of the Koch Entertainment book, playbook, who did the Best of ROH DVDs, but they have this great shot of Samoa Joe and Christian Cage in the middle of the ring in color with a real gritty feel. You know, the rest is in black and white, and it really pops out. I mean, it's exactly what we've been talking about, how it doesn't just blend in with the sea of wrestling DVDs out there, and I thought both covers were very sharp from a visual standpoint. Did you like them, Sean?
Yeah, and I didn't see any creases on either cover that I.
No, we did not. The only disappointment, Sean, I didn't like that neither DVD mentions on it which matches are enclosed in it. It's kind of a pet peeve of both of ours. Because it's just, you don't know what you're buying. You know, if you're a big fan, you think you'd want to be able to turn it around and see, like, the match list. And I guess it's kind of tough, especially on the Ultimate matches, because there's just so many of them, and maybe it was just weird to have 1,000 names on the back of the matches. But I think they need to do something to get across exactly what's in there. Maybe say matches from, and here they list the shows, Lockdown, 2007, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Do you think there's a way they could have done that, you know, reasonably?
I think they could have, I don't know, the WWE seems to figure out a way to do it when they put together stuff like this, so.
That's true, and they could have an insert. There wasn't even on the inside, there's nothing to pull out that said, here's the matches enclosed, so okay.
Well,
so
I think
the TNA Impact game, video game in mind.
I think the women's one actually told you most of the matches on the DVD on the back in a little paragraph, but unless you really looked at it, you couldn't really tell.
How wrestling fans are. They need to know, you know, it's a show. They get pretty anal. But, I mean, it's certainly a small pet peeve, but it's just like Steve releases. You and I, especially lately, we've had the Pro Wrestling Gorilla Best of Set and some others where it's just like, I mean, this is almost inexcusable in some way. You need to tell people what's in this, you know, when they're buying it. Because I think it's a selling point. You know, a lot of people remember these matches, and they're like, I remember that. You know, I'm gonna buy this because I love that match. So, that's my
thing. All right. Let's move along through these as I'm about to get crucified here. the Knockout DVD, we'll start with that. Overall, I thought this was really good. They put over the strengths of the women's division that they actually wrestle. As Jeff Jarrett says in the beginning, there's no two characters alike. And I thought it was a pretty solid formula of character profiles of literally every woman on the roster.
literally.
From start to finish and in between their stories, which are most of them are pretty, interesting for the most part, especially to TNA fans that just follow TNA.